Syria's main Western-backed opposition group has said it will not participate in planned U.S.-Russian-sponsored talks aimed at ending the violence in the war-torn country. The so-called Syrian National Coalition has claimed the upcoming talks have no meaning in light of the ongoing bloodshed it blames on the Syrian government. Ironically, however, Damascus has already expressed its readiness to take part in the peace talks without any conditions. Meanwhile, Syrian opposition party, the Popular Front, has said it will participate in the upcoming talks, but it has stressed that the Syrian opposition is made up of multiple groups and cannot be represented by one delegation only. The U.S. and its Western allies have resorted to Russia's help lately in a bid to end the Syrian conflict. They are launching an international conference on Syria, possibly next month in Geneva. The Syrian Foreign Minister, Walid Al-Mualim, has said any deal reached at the conference will have to be put to a referendum in Syria. Iran has also expressed support for the talks. Well, Russia says Syria's opposition coalition is seeking to prevent peace efforts in an attempt to provoke military intervention in the country.
One gets the impression that the National Coalition and its regional responses are doing everything they can to prevent a political process from starting, and by any means, including dishonest work of a public opinion in the West, to achieve military intervention in Syria.
Lavrov says the Syrian opposition is not ready to take part in the upcoming peace talks in Geneva. He also says the opposition's demands are impossible to fulfill. The comments by the Russian foreign minister come one day after the Syrian opposition called for President Bashar al-Assad's resignation as a precondition for participating in the international conference. Meanwhile, independent UN investigators say most Syrian insurgents are not seeking democracy. Brazilian expert Paulo Pinheiro and his team of UN investigators have also warned about the increasing radicalization of foreign-backed insurgents. Political commentator George Jabour joins us from Syria's capital, Damascus, to share his thoughts on this. George Jabour, I'm going to use what Russia has said in terms of the opposition, the so-called Syrian National Council, not participating in the Geneva talks. He has said that it's because they want some sort of military intervention in Syria. Is that the reason why they've decided not to attend the Geneva II conference?
Well, they have decided not to come to the conference for a variety of reasons. I suppose that the most important thing is that they are divided among themselves. They cannot speak with one voice. They say that they want President Assad to resign as a precondition for their participating. They say that they want Hezbollah and Iran not to interfere in the internal affairs of Syria as a precondition for participation. But I suppose all these things are sort of excuses because they are not talking with one voice. There is rivalry between groups of who are loyal to this state and other groups that are loyal to other states. So they are really asking for something they are asking for something like non-participation in order to settle down their differences, and their differences do not seem to be close to a settlement between themselves. But then again, I don't exclude the fact that some of them are trying to have foreign military intervention in Syrian affairs. At the same time, the main responsibility rests with the two big states, Russia and the United States, with the two most important, most influential persons in this conflict, President Obama and President Putin. And of course, the regional powers have their role to play. I hope all of them play by the rule that certainly stopping the bloodshed is the most important thing to be offered to the Syrian people.
Well, also the fact that they're not participating, what does that show? I mean, you talk about one voice. Couldn't the U.S., along with some of the regional countries, including Turkey, put pressure on them to attend? And the fact that they're not attending, does that also show that perhaps it is them who are telling them not to attend? It's quite confusing when we're trying to figure out the reason for them not attending this conference. You have the U.S. saying with Russia that we want this conference.
Well, at times there are certain moments when an adolescent would like to challenge his parents. I don't belittle the Syrian opposition. Some of the figures in the Syrian opposition could have been, or perhaps still are, respectable intellectually. But then this is a gesture of somebody who is being pressured to do something, and he would like to revolt against the person who is pressuring him, but then he knows at the end that he has to succumb.
Okay. Thank you very much for that. We do appreciate it. Thank you for your comments. George Jabbour, political commentator there from Damascus. Thank you.